Well, hello, folks. This is Pastor Jeff, one of the pastors at our Lewis Center campus, and I want to welcome you to Friday's Walking Through the Word Drivecast. You know, last Friday we looked at Jesus' baptism and temptation experience that we found in Matthew chapter 3 and 4, and we discussed against guarding against vulnerability and how that we're targets of the enemy, especially on the heels of a spiritual high. Well, today I want to stay in Matthew 4 and focus on Jesus' temptation. And the thing that really jumped out at me in my study is the approach that Satan took as he tempted our Lord. Now, if you're familiar with the story, you know that Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days when Satan, the tempter, came to him and said, "If you're the Son of God, command that these stones turn to bread." And the second temptation was to jump down from the pinnacle of the temple so the angels could rescue Jesus before he hit the ground. And the last temptation was, "Bow down and worship me, and I'll give you, I, Satan, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world." And we know how the story ends. Jesus responds to each temptation with the words, "It is written," meaning the scripture says. So Jesus defeated Satan with the word, and so can we. But what really resonated with me was how Satan attacked Jesus' identity. When Jesus was baptized in Matthew chapter 3, remember God said, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Now immediately after God's affirmation, Jesus is led into the wilderness and he encounters Satan, who opens each temptation by saying, and get this, "If you are the Son of God, then do this or do that. If you are, God says you are. Satan says, if you are. You know, Satan is never going to remind us that we are the beloved. He loves to plant that seed of doubt. And he's been operating that way since the Garden of Eden when he asked Eve, "Did God really say that?" Satan wins when he gets us doubting our identities in Christ. And that's why we need a renewed effort to allow the Bible to tell us who we are and not the world today. Current culture inundates us with who we ought to be ideas. As scripture should be what shapes our identity. And I really work hard to be more aware of identity markers when I come across them in the Word. Phrases like, "and you know," or "don't you know." I mean, when I read these phrases, I immediately perk up because what follows is an identity shaper for me. When I read the word mindset in Paul's epistles or the terms "think ye this way" or "think ye that way," these are examples of what I call identity markers or shapers. And trust me, I need all the help I can get when it comes to allowing God's Word to tell me who I am and how He sees me. And Matthew chapter 3 and 4 has cemented that for me. Because Jesus was the beloved, not because of what He did at the time of His baptism, but because of who He was. So as you drive to work today or start your day, let this thought wash over you. You are God's beloved today. Then remind Him that you, yes, you are the cause of His journey to earth. And let's thank Him for our redemption that we, His beloved, have through His blood. And let's do a better job. In fact, let's work at it. Let's accept God's declaration that today you are His beloved, not if you are. So this is Pastor Jeff signing off over the weekend, and I hope that you'll tune again in Monday for another LifePoint Drivecast. God bless.